Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The third baseman, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Powers. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Walt Bond. Batting 7th. The catcher, John Romano. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Stigman. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Powers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Pearsall steals second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Powers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Powers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is called out on strikes. 1 out. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso strikes out. 1 out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers strikes out. 2 outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 0 for 1 in the game. Powers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith who is chasing the ball. Powers reaches third base with a triple. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powers scores. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 1 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. 2 outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Esposito hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held strikes out. Two outs. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stigman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-1 in the game. Donovan strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to third. Fox moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio scores. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Minoso moves to third. Sievers moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Gary Bell now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Landis takes first base on ball 4. Minoso scores. Sievers moves to third. Smith moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Dick Brown. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple catches it and throws to second with held covering, to double up Smith. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sherm Lawler now catching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Temple is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-2 in the game. Donovan bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Powers hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-2 in the game. Bond hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Power moves to second. Carroll Hardy pinch runs for John Romano. Frank Bauman now pitching. Bob Hale pinch hits for Woody Held. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power scores. Hardy moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Bob Hale. Pete Wisenant and pinch hits for Gary Bell. Jerry Staley now pitching. Tito Francona pinch hits for Pete Wisenant. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon now catching. George Strickland now playing shortstop. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Severs hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall strikes out. 2 outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keene fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Esposito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Powers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Powers reaches second base with a double. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Power bunts towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Power for the out. Powers moves to third. 1 out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 3 in the game. Bond hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Powers tags and scores. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio strikes out. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Klipstein covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Staley drops the ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Temple moves to third. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 4 in the game. Keene hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.